Hi, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robinson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar.
Touch you today here on Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, and we're here till 4 o'clock playing you good stuff and trying a little bit to make your world a more gentle, loving place. We'll we'll show you some human touch here today on the program. Kicked it off with a song that I can say that I guess in a way I'm stealing from two other DJs at the same time, which is great. That's my response to the last song on the last program. Maybe I'll do that, you know, once in a while. Last week we played AC/DC. This week we played Springsteen. You know, I don't know what's wrong with me sometimes. Sometimes things slip through my fingers. I remember when that thing came out a few years ago. I remember that, but I don't know if I ever actually downloaded it or actually played it for you. And then I heard it on Wednesday on that other show, on that other station, and damn it, that's good. It's pretty good. So thanks, other guy, for reminding me of that one. That's Kathleen Edwards there singing along with Bahamas. I could have sworn that was Jim Bryson, but the internet tells me it's Bahamas. It's a little different than Jim, I guess. And that was pretty swell, you know. Kicked us off in fine form, and you know, makes you feel good. We've seen the bad side of humanity this weekend. We've seen the great side of humanity this weekend. It's been quite a time. I don't know where we'll land on that spectrum, but we'll do our best to play some good stuff. If there is anything you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live at the studio. I'm Jeff Robson. Jeff@telebandagohome.com, I think, is the line that I forgot. And, you know, we got some stuff. We could use more stuff, though. So if there's stuff you want to hear, give us a shot. Give us a call. Give us an email. Give us something. All right. So I heard a few new things this week. I'd like to start off with the new music, this will be no exception. I heard a few things this week that, I'll play a couple of things that I think are outstanding. And then one thing that I'm really not that sure about. Maybe that's what we'll do. All right. Should we play three or four? I'll play you three for now. Okay. I'm making this up as I go along, trying to get it to work. We'll play you three things in the meantime. The first two, I think, are absolutely gorgeous. The third one, I'm not so sure about. Once you hear who it is, you might find that surprising coming from me. But I want you to listen to them all. I want you to see if you agree with me. Are the first two things absolutely outstanding the way I'm quite sure they are? And the third one, is there something that's not quite right about the third one? And we'll play it, and then you can see if you can figure out what I mean. But listen to the lyrics, okay? These three songs. This one I want to start out with. This just came to light the other day, and I couldn't believe that I'd never heard this before. It came out in November, for goodness sake, from an artist that I quite like, but hadn't really heard much from in quite a while. And it turns out that she kind of had a vicious heartbreak, a big setback, and has kind of, she had a kid a while ago, and then this bitter divorce, I guess, and is looking at things in a new light. So she's doing music that is entirely different than what she'd been known for. And while she was really great at that, this is just, wow, this is gorgeous. And if you dial up the video, it is especially powerful. And if you saw her in the video and you knew what she looked like before, you'd never recognize her. And when I heard the song, I had no idea who it was, because it's just so, so far removed from what we knew before. So you might have known her for her rockabilly hits a few years ago, but now this is something else. This is fairly new. The album doesn't come out till March, I guess, but the single came out in November. It's, I don't know, I'm just going to play it for you. It's brand new-ish from Imelda May on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Then I pick it back up, praying for your name to pop up. Telling me that you're still in love, still in love with me. No matter how hard I hope, no matter how much I want, no matter how bad I'm broke, you still don't call. Taking all the time you need. If I love means anything, baby, please call me. to dream. I'm remembering everything that you said to me when I was yours and you were mine, and I didn't have to wait all night for you to call, 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 call me. You've taken all the If I love means anything, baby, please call, 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 call me.
Hey, this is Alex Deason from the Damwells. This is Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Even kissed her yet, and there's blood stains on the lampshade, and the floor's covered in rabbit shit. Yeah, the last guy's name was Alex, which just can't be a coincidence. Must be the universe finding balance. Yeah, I can still smell him on her breath. It could be, maybe we're just one and the same, looking for a good beating with some meaning. Up on Sunset Boulevard in the rain, falling into this love out of convenience. But the price I paid was worth the sex, but not the shame.
Oh, no, you holding on to me.
Not the shame. Worth the sex, but not the shame. There's a vampire in the valley that I used to call my bride. She makes a bed out of reality and sleeps on a mattress made of lies. You know she wants to be an actress, like I wanna be a saint. And it ain't like she's a bad one. She had me fooled from the very first day. It could be, maybe we're just one and the same, looking for a good bleeding with some meaning. Out on Sunset Boulevard in the rain, falling into this love out of convenience. But the price I paid was worth the sex, but not the shame.
Oh, no, you holding on to me. Oh, no, you
not
holding
the shame. Worth the sex, but not the shame.
Oh, no, you holding on to me.
So that's brand new there from Alex Deason, formerly, I guess, of the Damwells. And you know how I feel about Alex Deason, where I don't know. We should be friends, I think. I don't know. I used to love the guy and everything that he did, but I got to be honest with you, lately things haven't really struck me the same way. And then that came out, and I just he just released that the other day, and on the first hand, it's catchy as hell. It's pretty fun, but it has some problems. That cheesy heavy metal bridge near the end, what's that? You know, I don't know where that came from. It didn't really seem to make sense. But my bigger problem, is well, the middle part of the song. Do you know? So Alex Deason used to be married to this lady, Angela Gullin. She's an actress, and as far as I can tell, they were married in 2007. And as far as I can tell, they must have broke up by, you know, like 2011, 2012, which is quite a while ago. You know, not the longest celebrity marriage in the world. You know, but. Obviously, dude's got some real unresolved issues with it, which I'm totally behind. I am not going to judge somebody for having unresolved issues, believe me. But I don't know. I just want to play that little bit again. Here, no, that's too far. Here, listen to this part. Right here.
On a mattress made of lies. You know she wants to be an actress, like I wanna be a saint. And it ain't like she's a bad one. She had me fooled from the very first day.
Now I get it, okay? I get it. You broke up, you feel bad. Believe me, I know that. But Is that over the line? Is there a line where you go, like, this isn't a heartbreak song anymore? It's just being a dick. And I don't know, that for me, it might be over that line where it's like, you know, you're not feeling bad. You're just being a bit of a jerk. For me, I don't know. You tell me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one, because I know you care as much as I do about the lyrical quality of Alex Deason's music. I know this means as much to you as it does to me. And just before I write him off, I got to hear a couple of songs that'll remind me of, the good old days. Here's one. I think this is absolutely gorgeous. And this is, you know, it originally wasn't written about that situation in the first place. It was kind of written about his dad in the first place. They had some serious unresolved issues there as well, but then it resurfaced after the divorce, and it certainly seems, you know, to have found a new purpose. And I think this is gorgeous. This is an example of, you know, I this is just heartbreak. This is sad. This, I can feel this. I understand this. Nobody's being called a vampire in this one, you know. So I don't know. Here's Alex Deason.
Looks like you're gonna take the easy way out. I heard you on the telephone with a friend. You said maybe we'll meet someday in the middle of the street. But I know I'll never see you again. The Santana's blowing in a lullaby at dawn. Same one I've been listening to all night. I'll wake up in the same place tomorrow and you'll be gone. And there won't even be a fight. There are train lines and there are bus rides that will take you back and forth from bad to better lives. There are love songs, there are desperate lies, but none of those things will keep you here. 'Cause none of these things will make you love me. Clock reads the minutes that will turn into hours, and the hours that will turn us into ghosts. Your cup's here guarding time with dead and dying flowers, and I can't move it from its post. There are train lines, there are bus rides that will take you back and forth from bad to better lives. There are love songs, there are desperate lies. None of those things will keep you here, 'cause none of these things will make you love me. I don't expect you to, and I don't need you to, and I don't wish you would. I just wish you could, and I just wanna sleep while this sorrow's cheap. But I think I hear your keys. There are train lines, there are bus rides that will take you back and forth from bad to better lives. There are love songs, there are desperate lies. And none of those things will keep you here, 'cause none of these things will make you love me.
I get lost.
All right, so that's enough. All right, we won't get too carried away. That's the Damwells there with Kiss Catastrophe. I just think that's phenomenal. I do. 10, 11. Before that, we heard Lost from the final Damwells record, their self-titled one. And, you know, it's another way of writing about the same thing, obviously, you know, getting dumped and then feeling sorry for yourself and looking for love and all that stuff. And I think, you know, that was handled beautifully. As was the one before that, which I think is phenomenal as well. None of these things. All those things, you know, written from a, I guess, a very different place than the brand new song from Mr. Deez. And his new record drops next month. I guess we'll get to hear it. We'll get to play it. We'll debate its merits at the time, perhaps. I don't know. Anywho, what else should we play? Oh, should I have done that? I don't know if I should have done that. Here, oh, yeah, no, I want to play you this. I'll play you this. We'll keep it a little bit upbeat. I just found this yesterday for a dollar, and well, it's certainly not an album that I wasn't aware of before. It's one that I guess I didn't have. And I was just trying to look up because I forgot the case at home because I'm an idiot. Oh, 1996, this thing came out. And it's pretty, I guess I never heard the whole record before, but it's pretty great. And I want to play one or two things off it. We'll apologize to Ron, I guess, in advance for playing this guy. You know, I don't know if Ron's listening, but. You know, he's grown a lot. He's a more mature, not Ron, of course, but this singer songwriter is, you know, he's more mature and healthy than perhaps he was when him and Ron had the incident. But I found this for a dollar yesterday, and I was pretty excited. You know, here's a tip for you, and maybe I shouldn't let this out. I don't know, but if you ever go to Grant Park Mall, I know you spend all your time at McNally like I do, but if you have a little extra time, you go down the mall to the Entertainment Exchange, this little place that's getting harder and harder to find all the time. Like, you almost can't even see the place now. It's so weird. But it's a great little used record store, and they have this bargain bin at the back where everything on this table is a dollar, and if you buy four, you get a free one. And, like, honest to God, I could buy half the table, and at some point, I probably will. You know, when you see stuff in my Pledgerama bag in October, it almost always comes from this table because there's so many great things. I mean, I got a really nice looking copy of Mary Gaucher's Filth and Fire to give away. I got another copy of John Bottomley's Blackberry, making it my purpose in the world to give copies away as much as possible. So I bought a bunch of things. Unfortunately, I left them all in a bag at home, including the case for this one. But I had the disc in the car because I was enjoying it so much. I'm going to shut up and play a song now. This is from 1996. As we said, it features Tom Wilson, as you'll pick up on very quickly. Co-written by him as well. It's from an album called Gulliver's Taxi. This is Murray McLaughlin.
I'm underpaid, dog-tired, bleary-eyed, and coffee-wired, more in the hole in the black of the night. The company knows I paid them to let me fly.
Dirty Boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor. I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. You poor huddled masses, let's club them to death. Get it over with. Just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera at the Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The cleat lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling cheap plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. And the TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the Wilshire, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book of magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can fucking disappear. Fly away from this dirty boulevard. Fly away from this dirty boulevard. I wanna fly from this dirty boulevard. I wanna fly, 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 fly. I wanna fly from the dirty boulevard. Fly away. Fly, fly away. Ooh, I wanna fly.
This is Murray McLaughlin. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Song and Songs on that car radio, just cowboys, truck drivers, and pain. Well, this is my way to say thanks for the meal, and I hope there's no shortage of rain. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Combines gang up and take most of the bread. Things just ain't like they used to be. Though your kids are out after the American dream, and they're working in big factories. If I come by when you're out in the sun, can I wave at you just like a friend? These days when everyone's taking so much, there's somebody giving back in. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Like a shoe. Thanks for the meal. Here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you.
All right, there you go. That's the, we'll send that out to Barb. Barb could ask for almost anything, and I'd probably play it. So you know, that's a classic right there. That's the Farmer's Song there from Murray McLaughlin from a very long time ago. And before that, we heard Down by the Henry Moore, as rendered by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, which includes, of course, Tom Wilson, who was a part of Murray's record Gulliver's Taxi. We heard a couple off that. We heard a cover of Lou Reed's Dirty Boulevard and one called Columbus, I think. Yes. Yes, it was. It was, in fact, called that. Oh, I got so much. You know, I had so much I wanted to do today, and I keep going off on these tangents. But you know, I guess you're used to that by now. You know what? You know what? Okay. Yeah. Okay. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll play some new music. We got to pay tribute to a great singer-songwriter. 2017 has already claimed one hell of a victim. I was going to play you some other stuff. So stick around, and we'll see how much I get to if I shut up. Tell the band to go home. We'll return after these.